Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and I have several hosts on the line. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be back. Amen. I am so excited and delighted to be able to share this Friday night with you as we uplift the name of Jesus. It feels like I have been gone forever, but the Spirit of God lives forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. On today, we have a very special topic, and this topic is, are you getting what you need? Is there something you want? And God took it a little bit further. He says, how may I help you? And that's in the words of God. And I just want to, on tonight, go over Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then after which we're going to pray unto God. And then we're going to go into our meditation because God is getting ready to do some big things and some wonderful things. And we're going to pray. And a lot of people ask for prayer. There's been many things that has happened since we've met. Many things. People are asking for prayer. People want to be lifted up in prayer. We've had the incident in Paris, France. I mean, there are so many things that have transpired, and we need to speak to God, and we need to make sure that the storms are calming, and we need to make sure that we're praying for all of those people who are affected, those people who weren't affected. That's why it's so important, as I always say on this ministry, to not only pray for those you know, but pray for those you do not know, because we all need to be covered. We all need a place of refuge. And so before I share any other information as far as what God is doing and the vision he's giving for this ministry, I would just like to welcome each and every one of you. Currently, I have many people who are on the line, people from all over the world, and I appreciate you for joining me because I know you could be anywhere else, but you decided to come on this ministry. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends, and those listeners, and those individuals who really invest their time into listening and just embracing the Word of God. So thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. Let us go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We are going to pray unto God. Then after we pray unto God, we're going to go into our activity. Because as I said before, God is getting ready to do some great things. And I guarantee you, God has blessed you if you participated in this activity. I guarantee you that God has given you something that you need and something that you want. Now, if you want to move to the next level, and I am one of those cloud of witnesses who would love to move to the next level, God is saying that there has to be optimization. This is nothing that I can plan for to teach you. This is nothing that individuals can go to school for. This is the revelation of God. That is why it's so important that before we get started, that you go ahead and get some paper and a pencil out, because we never know what the Lord is going to lead and direct us in. Amen? But we're going to go into prayer. There are many things we need to pray for. We're going to allow the Spirit to use us in a mighty way. Put your hand on your chest. And that is how close God is to you. It doesn't matter where you're going through, what you're going through, what you're going to, yeah, and what you're going through. It really doesn't matter. God says, come as you are. You haven't done anything that bad where God won't forgive you. The world may not forgive you, but God will forgive you. Amen. So put your hand on your chest. I want you to understand at this particular time, at this particular hour, that that's how close God is to you. If you feel like you don't have anyone, know that you have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter where you're listening, there are people listening in nursing homes and hospitals. There are people listening in their homes. People are in their cars listening, amen. People are all around the world listening because they know that God has a word. He has a revelation. Put your hand on your chest. Amen. God has given you life. You should thank God for that, if nothing else. Amen. Put your hand on your chest. We're not doing our needs and wants right now. We're focusing and getting into the very presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Put your hand on your chest. We're going to pray unto God. We're praying unto God for those prayers. We're praying unto God for those people who cannot get any sleep at night. We're praying for those who are in Paris. We're praying for those children who've lost their lives. We're praying for families. We're praying for domestic violence. We're praying for families and people who say, pray for me. We're praying for grandmothers and grandfathers. We're praying for parents, aunties, and uncles. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for our schools. We're praying for those who have lost loved ones. We're praying for those who are sick and afflicted. We're praying for those who are in the hospital, those who are depressed, those who are thinking about throwing in a towel, those who are thinking about giving up, those who need a breakthrough. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those people who are intercessory. We're praying for those people who are coming right now listening to the station because they're coming in the stead of someone else, in the stead of their children or their grandchildren or their aunts or their uncles. They're coming right now in the presence of God because they know that God is the one who can deliver them and set them free. We're praying for those who's asking for healing and for good reports. We're praying for those who are in quandary but know that they serve a true and living God. We're praying for those people who cry at night. We're praying for those people who need a healing touch. We're praying for those people who don't know God. Amen. Praise God. And as I said before, this show is a two-hour show, and we have to be obedient unto God. So if you have to do something, amen, then you can do that. We'll make sure that you listen to this ministry because the word of God is powerful and it is good. We're praying for sickness. We're praying for headaches. We're praying for allergies. Praise God. We're praying for each and every person if they've lost a loved one. Amen. Praise God. We're praying for the angel of protection around them. Amen. We're praying for their families and their children and their grandchildren and anyone else affected. We're praying for those who are traveling down these dangerous streets and byways. We're praying for those who just want to give up in the name of Jesus. We're praying for them right now. We're asking for a restoration of life and liberation. We're praying for those who don't know God. Amen. So let's get ready to get into the presence of God. We've named everything, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we come unto you, Heavenly Father, right now, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, Lord. Thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. Thank you for keeping us anointed from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, Lord. Thank you for blessing our hands to be busy and ready to serve, Lord. Thank you for our eyes to continue to be lifted up and looked up, Lord, from the hills from which cometh our help, Lord. We thank you for the words that come out of our mouth, Heavenly Father, to be that of you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our ears to hear your voice, Heavenly Father, and our hearts, Lord, to be cleansed and purified, Lord, where we will be able to love thy neighbor, Heavenly Father, as we love ourselves, the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we come to you, Heavenly Father, with our faces to the ground and on our knees, Lord, because there are many people who said, pray for me, Lord. And foremost, we want to pray for those who are in Paris, Lord, those who were killed, Lord. We ask that their souls be taken to a higher place, Heavenly Father, and that they be laid to rest. We ask, would you bless each of those individuals, family members and their friends and their coworkers and other individuals in a major way, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask those prayers for those individuals who were taken as hostages, and we ask, Heavenly Father, would you keep them safe, Lord Jesus, and would you bless them to be released in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask for those whose hands are doing evil things such as taking people hostage and killing people. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to be still, Heavenly Father, and would you look down upon them, Heavenly Father, and have mercy, Heavenly Father, for they know not what they do, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless that whole place, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Would you grab hold of it and protect it, Heavenly Father, as your own? I see you right now, Heavenly Father, just embracing that place, Heavenly Father. Would you bless the people and would you bless all the people who come to the rescue, Heavenly Father? And would you bless those who are praying for those individuals, Heavenly Father? And would your angels be dispatched, Lord, where you can encompass that whole area, Lord, and just bless that place in a mighty way. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord Jesus, would you bless those who says, pray for me, Heavenly Father. Would you bless our youth, Heavenly Father, to be able to take on responsibilities and, Lord Jesus, to be obedient to their parents and their grandparents and to each and every person, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless any parents or caregivers or grandparents or aunties or uncles who are taking care, Lord Jesus, of their children or their grandchildren, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give them the strength and the power to keep on keeping on and to keep moving, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, for those who are burdened down, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you take those burdens from on their shoulders, Heavenly Father, and release them, Heavenly Father, because we know that you wouldn't put more on us than we can bear, Heavenly Father. We ask for financial breakthroughs in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, for just an uprising, Heavenly Father, of your angels, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, Heavenly Father. Would you bless everything that they eat, Heavenly Father, and would you keep them safe and in your care, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless that person and those individuals who says, pray for me because I need to be free. I need to be liberated. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, those individuals that I see right now who ask for prayer, Lord, we ask from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, would you give them the strength, Heavenly Father, and the power, Lord, and would you show them a direction, Heavenly Father, where they can begin to enjoy life and begin to be burden-free, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're the only one who can do that, Heavenly Father. Put your hand on your chest. And then those who are thinking about giving up, Lord, we ask, would you show them how close you are, Heavenly Father, by being this close unto them, Heavenly Father, where they can feel your power and understand that you are God and besides you there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are crying at night, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you wipe their eyes and help them to get some good rest, Heavenly Father, and bless them to know that you are God, Heavenly Father, and as long as they have you, that's enough. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those, Heavenly Father, who feel just like they're in the world all by themselves, Heavenly Father. Would you send great people in their lives, Heavenly Father, great connections, Lord, and help them to know that with you all things are possible, Lord. All of those concerns and those prayer concerns, Heavenly Father, that we secretly told you, we ask in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for listening and hearing, Lord. And we ask would you continue to bless us in a mighty, mighty way. Then, Lord, we don't want to just say this prayer and not thank you, Heavenly Father, because we thank you for doors open, we thank you for doors closed, and we thank you for doors that will open, Heavenly Father. And we ask that during this activity today, would you crown this hair from the top to the bottom, Heavenly Father, and bless these hands and feet, Lord, and each path that I walk and each platform that you give us, Heavenly Father, we ask that we use it to magnify and edify who you are. And not just this ministry, but other ministries as well, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer and perfect our activity, Lord Jesus, we ask that the anointing come over us, Heavenly Father, and the word of God come out of our mouths where we may be able to be strengthened, Heavenly Father, and grow spiritually within you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victories. We thank you for those who say, pray for me, Heavenly Father. It's already done. We thank you for those who are in the hospitals. It's already done. We thank you for those in the nursing homes. It's already done, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the financial breakthrough. It's already done, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the spiritual breakthrough. It's already done, Heavenly Father. We thank you and we praise your name, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. We thank you and we bless your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, Heavenly Father, because without you, Lord Jesus, we cannot do anything, but with you we can do everything. Then, Lord, as we go out on new ventures, Lord Jesus, new businesses, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to serve the people in a way that is acceptable unto your sight, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us, Lord, and draw us closer unto you, Heavenly Father, so that we can be vessels and instruments, Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name, Lord. And as we pause, Heavenly Father, we just acknowledge those who are depressed, those who feel like they don't have anyone, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you comfort them in a major way, Lord. Any type of tears, Heavenly Father, that are shed at night, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you take care of that situation, Lord. Anyone who feels like they've been disenfranchised, like they've been done wrong, or like they don't fit in, or anyone who doesn't feel included, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you surround them, Heavenly Father, with your angels and surround them with people, Heavenly Father. The name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are listening right now in the nursing homes, Heavenly Father. Would you bless them to know that you are God and besides you there's none other, and that you can do everything, Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We ask, would you mend any broken hearts, Heavenly Father, and would you optimize our spirits and optimize our inner beings and optimize our outer beings, optimize our eyes to remain focused on you, Heavenly Father, optimize our ears to hear your word, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, and lift us up, Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We ask, will we just open up our ears and hear your voice, Heavenly Father. We lift our hands, we extend our hands unto you because we surrender, Lord. We come as an empty cup ready to be filled, Lord. We come with an open heart, Lord Jesus, ready for you to come in. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, each and every person who's listening, those who are going to listen, and those who will listen. Lord, now we release everything we have unto you, and we ask, Lord, would you utilize it, use it in a way that will edify and magnify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was Draw Me Close to You. We're speaking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Before we get into the message, we're going to listen to Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And she's singing Peace Be Still. And many things are happening in this world. And the message that God gave me was to tell you and to let you know that He's still in control no matter what happens. Amen. No matter how hard Paris was hit, no matter what happens in this world, God says He's still in control. Amen. and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we should continue in prayer. That's why I always reiterate, as I said before, that we should pray for those we know and those we do not know, because you never know where danger is. So it's very important that we try to cover as many people as possible. The Lord is showing me now that when Noah built his ark, those people looked at Noah like he was crazy, because there was no sign of flooding. But God says that things happen like a thief in the night, and you have to be ready. That's what God means when he says be ready. So we're going to listen to Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Peace Be Still. Then afterwards, the Lord is going to give us a word about optimization, and we're working on our needs and wants, but we're incorporating optimization because there are many people who are participating and many people who are getting blessed and liberated and set free through the word of God, not through me, but through the word of God and what God is giving. But there are some people who are still struggling, and God says because you have not optimized your life. When you begin to evaluate your life, then your breakthrough comes. God says that you have to release some things for your breakthrough to be able to easily come unto you. Amen? So we're going to break those yokes through optimization. But right now we're listening to Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Peace Be Still, on the AfritaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
Oh, Come on with me. I'm talking about me. Yeah.
Before we get started, because I know you need to think about your needs and wants, I want you to do two things. The first thing I want you to do is on the left side of your paper, I want you to write the word needs, N-E-E-D-S, needs, on the left side of your paper. And I want you to put it on that first line, needs, N-E-E-D-S. Then on the right side of the paper, I want you to put wants, W-A-N-T-S, wants, needs and wants. Under needs, as God is showing me, I want you to put survival, survival under needs. Under wants, I want you to put sophistication, sophistication. And also put luxury. All right? Needs, survival, wants, sophistication, and luxury. Your needs should be on the left side. Your wants should be on the right side. For those of you who are just now joining us, as I said before, the needs, survival. And then wants is sophistication and luxury. All right? And under survival, as God is showing me, I want you to put, I need you to survive. That is from your Father. That is from God. Under survival, I need you to put, I need you to survive. Under wants, I want you to put, after you have sophistication and luxury, I want you to put, God's got it. God's got it. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, keep that page. Turn the page again. And I want you to draw this that the Lord gave me. I want you to draw a circle on your paper. It doesn't have to be a perfect circle, just a circle. A circle. Okay? Just a circle. All right. In the middle of that circle, I want you to put optimization, optimization in the middle of that circle, optimization. And right under optimization, I want you to put 100%, 100%, okay? optimization 100%. Now, on the right side, I want you to draw an arrow, and I want that arrow to be pointing down. So you're going to make a U, and the arrow is going to point down, okay? The arrow is going to point down. It's kind of like somebody's arm, all right? So on the right-hand side of your paper, make a U with an arrow, and I want you to put the word request. 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 And under request, I want you to put ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. All right? Under request. The main thing I want you to understand is request. All right? Now, at the bottom of that circle, and everything gets strategically placed. At the bottom of that circle, I want you to put leadership. All right? Leadership. Okay? All right. Under leadership, I want you to put God. And I want you to draw a line under God. And I want you to put people. So God's on top of people. It's like a division problem. God's on top of people. Okay? I want you to come back up to the left of this circle. And I want you to draw an arrow going straight up on the left-hand side. And I want you to put input. Input. I-N-P-U-T. Input. Input. Is basically a belief, God says. He said it's a belief. Input is a belief. I'm going to make this real simple where everybody understands it, but the revelation of God, when it comes, I have to be obedient to organize my thoughts. But you're going to put input and put belief right under input, okay? At the bottom, you're going to put output, output, and then you're going to put action. You're going to put action. So, generally, all I want you to have is request, input, output, leadership, and we'll talk about what goes under them a little bit later if you didn't get everything. So, request, input, output, leadership. Those are the main points. In the middle is optimization, 100% number. Okay? All right. I want you to turn back to your needs and wants. And everyone is basically familiar with this process, except for those who have just come. And I would like to welcome you to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrita Love Show. I really appreciate you joining us on tonight. At this particular time, I'm going to play some music. And I want you to write down your needs and your wants. And we're going to write these things down for a good 2 minutes. I'm going to give us about 2 minutes because I really want you to think about this. I really want you to think about your needs and wants because God is going to deliver. But I want you to be realistic. I don't want you to be selfish with what you ask God for. I want you to really think about other people, people who have said or asked you to pray for them. I want you to think about Paris, what's going on there. I want you to think about the goodness of God. And I want you to pray, and I want you to pray without ceasing. Amen. And so I'm going to give you 2 minutes to really think about this. About 2 minutes. And then we're going to stop and we're going to look over our needs and wants. And I'm going to take you through a process entitled optimization. Because I know many of you want to receive the fullness of God. And when you are given a need or a want, you want to make sure that you receive everything that God has for you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Before we allow this music to play, I want you to analyze your needs and wants. God says that our needs consist of survival. I need you to survive. You need these things to survive. God says our wants is more of a sophistication, luxury. God's got it. Amen. God has that. And so when we look at our needs, I want you to really analyze these. Go one by one. And if it's something that you can live without, I want you to put it on your wants. We need to make sure that we're categorizing things correctly. Amen? So if you have something on your needs list that's really a want, then you need to put it that way. When we talk about survival, all right, when we talk about our needs, we want to make sure that we always put God on the top because we need God. In any situation, any circumstance, we need God. Or if you're invited to something and they say, you know what, we're not going to include or we don't want God, meaning that we don't want people who believe in God, then you're not at the correct place. So we want to make sure that we always put God first. Amen? And so look on your list, something, and if you see something that you can live without, put it on your wants. Okay? When you look at your wants, that's basically anything because God has all that. God has everything that you want, and He definitely has everything that you need. Okay? All right. Now, what I want you to do, and I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to tear off my paper because I need to be able to place the revelation of God side by side with my needs and my wants. Okay? All right. Now, let's look at your chart. And for those of you who are just now joining us, I'm going to go quickly over the chart. And you can always replay this particular episode. All right? I ask all of the participants to draw a circle on a sheet of paper. And in the middle, I ask everyone to put optimization. Optimization, and put the number 100%. Optimization is using everything that the Lord has given you up to this point. Okay? I ask individuals outside of that circle to make a huge U with an arrow pointing down and put request. Request. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. But you just need to worry about request right now. Okay? Then I ask the participants to move to the bottom and the bottom right and just draw an arrow and put leadership. Leadership. And under leadership, I ask that individuals put God, draw a line, and put people. It's like a division sign, God over people. Then I ask that on the top left-hand corner, you just put an arrow going up and put the word input. And an input is a belief. Input is a belief. And then at the bottom, I ask that you draw another arrow at the bottom left and put output, action. And God is going to take us through this process. Amen? Amen. All right, I want you to look at all of your needs and wants and count it already done. God is able to do everything that you have on your list, and he's able to do it well. Okay? But there are some things that I need to talk to you about, all right, because God is going to do what he's promised you that he's going to do. But some people are still at the door, but they cannot enter, all right? And so God says that within that circle you see the word optimization, optimization. God says that he needs 100% of you, ladies and gentlemen. He needs 100% of you, okay? I want you to write the number 50, 50, all right? On the left side, write 50. On the right side, write 50 in that circle, all right? God says that when you break those numbers down, you have 25, 25. Then on this side, you have 25, 25, all right? So when you have, God wants 100% of us. He said, and even those who are saved are given 50% of ourselves. And we're all in this boat together to God. And he says some people are only given 25 here, 25 there, 25 here, 25 there. All right? And he says it gets even smaller. But God says when he speaks about spiritual optimization, he wants 100% of us. What does that mean? That means that God wants us to study the word of God. He wants us to come to him with all of our troubles, with all of our worries. He wants us to ask him for what we want. When we're seeking something, God wants to be the eyes that find it. When we knock, God wants to be the person who opens the door. God wants us to put all of our faith and trust in him. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. God wants us to give him some of his time. God wants us to give him some of our monies. And what I mean by that is if the Lord has blessed you with a job, there needs to be an investment in God, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be in a church. It could be an investment, giving back to the community, but give it back to God, a tenth, okay? God says he needs all of us. God says he doesn't just want to hear from us when the storms of life are raging. He doesn't just want to hear from us when all of our friends walk away. He doesn't just want to hear from us when we're depressed or upset. He wants to hear from us 100% of the time. We need to check in with God daily. We need to pray. God says pray without ceasing. And so God wants 100% of you. He wants all of you. Right now he wants us to surrender. And I give God everything that I have. I give him all of my talents. I give God my eyes, my ears, my mouth to speak the word of God. I give God my hands to do service. I give God my feet to walk on platforms. I give God everything of me, all of me, I give God, and I ask God, would he transform it, would he change it into something that would edify and magnify the kingdom of God? And that has to be your prayer, that God take everything that you have and that he changes it into something that is going to edify and uplift him in the name of Jesus. So that's what God is speaking about in the center when he says about optimization. He says your life has to be centered. God has to be the center. That's why it's the center. God has to be the center of you. God has to be the center of you. So you need to check in with God daily. When we talk about requests, a lot of people feel that people can give them things that they want or they need. But God says that all you have to do is ask, right? All you have to do is seek, and all you have to do is knock, right? Ask, seek, and knock. Notice that God didn't say just go in and take, but God said ask. He says look for the blessing. He says and get ready for the door to be open. Do you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? He says ask. Then he says, look for the blessing and be prepared for him to open the door. Amen? So God wants all of us, 100%. He don't want that 50 day you with God, tomorrow you're not. And he don't want that 25-25. You know, sometime you with God, sometime you're not. Amen? He wants 100%. And God says, make your request known unto him. Ask. Then look for the blessing. Then look for the door to be open. Okay? And we're going to go through that process. I'm going to show you how it works. Then the Lord speaks about leadership. And there are many different domains with this optimization, but for today, we're going to only really focus on leadership and just getting close to God. So when we focus on leadership, God says he is over the people. And God is revealing that most of the time, many times, individuals put people over God. And because individuals put people over God, he says many people are led astray. That's why leadership is at the bottom, because God says leadership is not most important. What's most important is having a relationship with God and requesting God, asking God for what you want. He says, and once you're able to do that and form that relationship with God, and God becomes your guide, and he becomes on top of everything that you do, he says, then these people whom are negative or the people who do not add value to your life, right, their words become insignificant, right? And we're going to talk about those words. God says that you must keep him on top of everything, your finances, your business, whatever, your children, whatever you have, he must be number one. He must be the leader. He says, because what's going to happen is you're going to have people who come into your life and people who go out of your life. And when this happens, he says, people leave lasting either scars or lasting love on your life. And so what happens is, and God is showing me this, God's putting the money sign. He says these people deposit things in our minds. They deposit things in our minds. Some of the things on the left side is negative, and some on the right side is positive. And God says if you're under his leadership, you will be able to understand what to deposit and what to disregard. Deposit and what to disregard. And God says that my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. When you know God, because you've given 100% to him, and when you know that God will answer your prayers, and you know that you can expect the answer prayer, and you know that God will open the door, then you will begin to trust God, and God will become the person, your go-to person. And because of that, God says that whatever he says will mean more than what the people say. The people may say, no, you can't do that, but God says yes. And so God says you have to discern. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. You have to be able to discern the voice of God and the voice of people. God says that he is always on top, which means that God always want to elevate us. He always want us to do better and advance. And so you have to be very careful, because when you begin to deposit negativity into your life, then you create negative things. When you begin to deposit positive things, then positive things happen. You have to be able, God says, to know when to disregard the negative and when to deposit. Okay? And so God says, think on the good things. He means that if there's anyone in your life who is not being positive. Now, what we don't mean is that if someone is telling you the truth or giving you some advice that you know they're trying to help you, then that's different. But if someone's telling you you can't do that dream, that's impossible, they're always putting you down, making you feel bad, things of that nature, then you need to disregard, right? And you need to pray for them. And you need to ask God to help you to become stronger. Okay? So that's leadership. God says he is always number one. He is on top. Before you go to the people, God says you come to him. He is your leader. Then we go to input at the top. Input is belief. God says because you have given him 100% or whatever percent you've given God, he says it reflects your request, right? You ask, you seek, and you knock. If you believe in God 100%, and God says when you ask, when you expect, have an expectation, and when you knock, God says the door will be open. He says because you will be functioning under the will of God, because you've given God everything you've had, and now you're under the will of God, and you're not asking something out of the will. Why? Because you're under the unction and the Spirit of God. You're under the leadership of God. But God says when we start breaking up his time, giving him 50% here or 25% here or 15% here and 10% here or, you know, whatever we do, 20% here and 5% here, God says whatever we do, that's when we request, right? God says we reap what we sow. And God says, so if you want to optimize your blessing, God says your faith must be optimized as well. Your relationship with God must be optimized as well. That's why God says you reap what you sow. A lot of people think that has to do with how much ever I plan or how good I am to you, that's how much I'm going to sow. God says that's not so. It's your relationship with God. It's your faith in God and believing in God that causes optimization in your blessings and within your life. But God is always the leader in your life, and you're going to meet people, right? Because you see people every day. You're going to meet people, and you have to know when to disregard and when to deposit, okay? Speaking of that, we went to input. Input is a belief. Whatever you believe about yourself or what you can do, that's how far you'll go. God says do not put any limits on your abilities or on your life. God says that sometimes you have to create yourself through the help of God. A lot of people are waiting on opportunities to go into showbiz, opportunities to start your own business, opportunities to have better jobs, opportunities for this, opportunities for that. And God says you have the ability to create, because everything that he made was good. And God says if you're giving him 100% of yourself, if you're making your request known, and if you're seeking and you're expecting that door to open, which God has already shown us, and if he is number one in your life, And because God is number one in your life, your belief system says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so it really doesn't matter what the people think or say. It all depends on what God says and what you believe. Do you trust in God? Do you believe in God? Do you know that God is able to open up doors? Do you know that God is able to start you on your way to your business venture or whatever you're doing? Do you believe that? And so with that belief system, and once you have God in place and he's over your life, you're going to just ask for things and want things that's in the will of God. But God says he has to be on top. He says he needs all of you. God says you need to have buy-in with him. 100% requests are very important, right? Leadership is very important. God should be your leader. Your input is your belief. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in God. You have to believe in your abilities. And then the output is the action. What are you going to do with this? So you say you want to start a business, but you can't go to a big network because nobody knows you, right? So God says, start where you are. Start at home. You have a great message to share. That's what God told me. Start at home, and I will bless you through your faith. If you trust me, that is in the will. But you're going to have to take the initiative and get something started. So we talk about the optimization. Okay, God wants all of us, kind of like God has shown me the military, right, for those young adults and those people who are really understanding this. God says it's like the military. Uncle Sam wants you. God says that's how bad he wants you as well, because he knows that you're fit for his promise. Write that down. God says you're fit for his promise. Amen. I might get a shirt. God says you're fit for his promise. Okay? God says because you're fit for his promise, he says that you're able to be optimized 100%. He says, and when you're optimized 100%, you have no problem going to God, asking him for what you want, seeking, which means looking for that blessing, and knocking, which means expecting God to open that door. God says once you're under his leadership, God says when you deal with people, you know what to disregard and what to deposit. Then after which he says you have to believe in yourself and you have to trust and believe in God. This keeps coming up, believe in God. After you believe in God, God says begin to take action of your dream or whatever it is, whatever needs and wants that you have. Begin to pray and begin to thank God in advance and say it's already done. It's already done. Whatever you put on the needs and wants, it's already done. Amen? So on your needs and wants, if you want everything that the Lord has wanted to give you, you must make sure that you optimize 100%. God says he's not worried about the 110%, and some people say I'm optimized 300%. God's not worried about that. He says he wants you. He wants the whole you, every aspect. Surrender yourself unto him. Make your request known. Make sure he's your leader. Believe in yourself. Believe in God. And take action. Amen? To get to the promise. And God says he will deliver and he will provide. Your needs are only things that you need to survive. God says, I need you to survive. Your wants are sophisticated and luxury. And guess what? God has that as well. Amen? So count all of your needs and wants already done. Remember to optimize your life in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank everyone for listening to this particular segment of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Alfreda Love Show. We will be back on early tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock as I welcome Mr. Damon Wilkes, to the ministry. So he will be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And so I want to see all of you here in the morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to see all of you here and present. Amen? Amen. So let's go to our hub page. All right? And it's alfreda.hubpages.com. Okay? And you'll see Miss Vivica Fox there. All right. And we're getting ready to add more things to this particular page because I haven't posted in a while. As you can see, these are many articles to read, television, TV shows, celebrities, effective presentation, school life, and social life, teaching, personal health information, activism, Christianity, the Bible. You will see many of these different articles. I have several that I would love for you to read. Amen? Amen. And so these are several articles that I would like for you to read. And we're going to add another article, as I said before, and that is the home to school to college pipeline versus the home to school prison pipeline. Amen? Amen. Now then, if you now click on Alfreda Love Show .com, what you will find for the new individuals is a website. You will find a website, and this particular website provides all the information for the AlfredaLoveShow.com, OK? okay? All the information that you want. As I said before, the only information that's not on there are the new websites. But basically, all the information that you need about the show, the ministry, anything that we're doing is on AlfredaLoveShow.com, all right? So when you click on that page, you're going to see about our venue. You're going to see some pictures that I've taken at different events. You're going to see the huge talent show in Bellmead, Texas on Parrish Street, the Bellmead Civic Center. We have poets, comedians, singers, dancers, and much more. We're still taking submissions. For more information, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can call me on my business phone at 254-744-6616. Once again, we're having the big talent show, all ages, at the Bellmead, Texas Civic Center. All right? Of course, about our venue, this is a radio station. It's an outlet of conversation with people from all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission of this radio ministry is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And so I love to capture many events. I love to write about many events. So if you have some events, especially gospel or anything with education, or you need a speaker, or you need a writer, or you need anything like that, pictures, anything, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can even Facebook me at alfredalove. On this, if you click on the home page, you will see a welcome sign for the alfredaloveshow.com. You will see that this is the number one gospel show in my house. If you need a speaker, then you just click on that particular button. This lists the bio and some affiliations with different speaking agencies. If you click on Love Radio, you will be right on the radio station. You can listen to many of the programs that we've had, as well as make comments at the bottom. You can do any of those things on Love Radio. Okay. To the right, you will see Big Talent Show December 18th at 6 p.m. at the Bellmead Civic Center. School tutorial site deals with the tutorials that I've had for the students. And then Love's interview, I'm the last person who is interviewed on that particular chamber site. Okay. Upcoming events, once again, the Big Talent Show on December the 18th. The radio station, that is the link again, and then a spiritual guide to go. If you want to order that book, please check out my spiritual book listed. If you're interested, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can go on amazon.com once you press that button and order the book there. Thank you so much for your support. Location and contact, if you want to send a message, this would be the place to send a comment or review. My contact is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here are many of the gospel artists in the ministry. Please support these gospel artists, and I'm going to add more because we have different events that we're going to attend. Some links that you want to connect with me. This right here is LinkedIn. If you click on that particular button, if you click on that particular button, you will find my LinkedIn page, and I would love to have you. So please be sure to do that. A spiritual guide, if you click on that, you can go straight to Amazon. Some articles we've written, as well as the radio station again. All right, here are some consultants and some bios. Then the speaking topics. Here are some speaking topics that our group speaks on, such as cool classrooms, bullyproofing schools, control your metabolism, move something, 5 habits of successful people, motivating the team, your church is within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. Okay, those are speaking topics. Article 1, Article 2, articles we've written, Love's Author Corner, we're adding more authors, health and human performance, we're adding some videos and other things with that. So please be sure to join us. As I said before, please continue to encourage your family and friends to listen to blogtalkradio.com or alfredaloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, media, journalists, personnel, please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn at Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Remember to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them in one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Please, please, please pray for those individuals who are in Paris. Pray for those who have passed away and those who were held hostage. Just continue to pray for Paris. In addition to that, continue to pray for those who say, pray for me. Continue to pray for those who are in the hospitals coming out and those who are thinking about going in. Continue to pray for them and ask God to bless them. In addition to that, you should already have your calendars. December the 18th is the Big Talent Show. I'm still accepting submissions. Make sure you get those submissions in. Have many different groups, so please make sure you get those submissions in. It's a Big Talent Show at the Bellmead Civic Center on December the 18th. We're going to have a special gospel artist as well as some comedians, and we're going to have some other individuals who love to entertain. So please be sure to come out December the 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. Please be sure to come out with that, okay? In addition to that, make sure that you come back on tomorrow. All right, all you have to do is click on AlfredaLoveShow.com. Come back on tomorrow. I will have Mr. Wilkes, who is a gospel artist. And so you have to listen to him. He will be on bright and early in the morning. Praise God. In addition to that, I have many other artists who are coming on. So be sure to stay connected with the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. I will see you guys in the morning, God's will. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is in the morning, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.